Hola, Andy.
What?
Hola.
You're just making random funny noises now?
SOS Siete Second Delay.
What? What have you been smoking, buddy?
I have not been smoking nothing.
Are you talking backwards just for
no,
fun?
Trying to speak Spanish. Hola.
Oh, Spanish. Oh, hola. Oh, yeah. Hola.
Hola. Hola means hello.
Well, hola means many, many things.
No, it mostly just means hello.
Hmm. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Sylvie.
Bye, Sylvie. Adios.
Adios, Sylvie.
What the hell is she talking about?
That means goodbye. Hola is hello.
Mm-hmm.
Adios is goodbye.
Well, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know to travel the world.
Bueno.
To travel south of the border.
Try that. Bueno.
You try that.
Bueno.
Why would I need to know all this?
Well, because
what circumstance would come up in my life?
Well,
I live in America.
Yeah.
I'm not going to encounter anyone speaking Spanish.
No, I think you will.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe not in Madison, New Jersey.
That's why we love Madison, New Jersey.
Yeah, but the second you step outside of Madison, New Jersey...
As long as that wall holds around Madison, we're going to be okay.
What's that wall made out of?
Hey, I bought a brick. Everyone in Madison bought a brick. The Breckman family brick. We're proud of it. And we built that wall.
Huh. We don't have a wall in Hoboken.
Oh, I know, buddy. Oh, I know.
That's how I know all these Spanish words.
Exactly.
Lo siento. Try that one.
You try that one. I have no need.
I just did it. You are going to need all these things.
Tell me why.
I bet you cannot.
Oh, that's right. Today's show.
I bet you that you cannot learn enough Spanish in the next 20 minutes to call up a pan-Latin restaurant and make a table reservation.
So you're betting me money.
I'll bet you $5.
I'll put $5 on the table. Put it on the table.
Okay.
Wiseacre. Okay. You're betting me money.
$5.
Well, oh, you do have $5. I only have 20, so there's my 20.
All right, I'll take your 20.
No, hey, yeah. You didn't win yet. You're betting me money that I can call a Spanish restaurant by the half hour mark. Let's say 6:30.
Right.
And make a dinner reservation for five for Saturday night without speaking a word of English.
Right.
You don't think I can learn enough Spanish?
I do not think you can do it.
Oh, Ken, that's so insulting to me because all you need are four phrases, right?
Well,
reservations, please. Saturday night, table for five.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock.
Not by the kitchen.
Well, I don't have to say not by the kitchen.
Yeah, that you prefer a table not by the kitchen.
You're adding that?
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Not by the kitchen.
I'll say that.
And if,
but what do I do if they assume I speak English?
Then you have to tell them I don't speak English.
How do I tell them that? In Spanish?
No habla inglés.
Hold on. I got to write this down. Yeah. No habla inglés.
I don't know that that's exactly right, but it's something like that.
Wait, you know what? I have to learn. Wait. No habla. That sounds right. Inglés.
Yeah, although it might be no habla.
Inglés. Yeah. But you know what I have to learn, actually?
What?
I have to learn I speak...
German. Or Japanese.
No, I have to learn this phrase. I am from someplace else. Because they're going to want to know... Because God forbid I'm from Germany and someone there speaks German.
No, say that you're from the Netherlands.
I am from someplace else. That's all I need.
I am from the Netherlands.
You worry about yourself. I got this. I don't speak English.
I am from the Flemish region of the Netherlands.
Well, I can't say that.
I speak Flemish.
That's too much. I am from someplace else. I don't speak English. And I also have to know I don't speak Spanish. Wait. No hablo.
No hablo inglés.
Oh, yeah. But I do speak Spanish. Oh, yeah. No hablo inglés. I need to learn. I am from someplace else.
English.
Now, can I learn this on the inglés? Can I learn this on the internet?
Yeah, you could, but we're on the radio. So how about we learn it on the radio with the help of our listeners?
How about we learn it on the internet?
That way,
it's win-win. We don't have to talk to our listeners.
No, I think it's better if we talk to our listeners.
I need to be tutored.
Better.
I need to be tutored in Spanish.
Yeah, we need...
Wait, what else do I need to say? What other phrases? Hold on. I'm going to win this bet.
Table for five, please.
Hold on. I'd like to make a reservation. I want... Hold on. I got to write down what make a reservation. Hold on. I'd like a reservation. Okay. Saturday. I don't have to say Saturday night, right? Or Saturday night. I'll say Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:30 p.m.
You're telling me 7:30?
Yeah, but what if they don't have it at 7:30? What if they come back at you and say, well, we don't have anything at 7:30, but we have 8:15? You won't understand a word that they're saying.
Hold on. I can do this. 7:30, table for five.
Por favor.
Hold on. Table for five, please.
Por favor.
Okay, por favor. Hold on. I got to write please, just so I remember. Por favor. Gotcha. And then what? Now, wait, you threw me a little curveball here. Not near the kitchen?
Yeah, not near the kitchen.
Not near. You're enjoying this? Not near the kitchen. You don't think I can do this by 6:30?
I don't think you can do it.
Okay, wait, then they're going to ask me my name. What do I tell them my name is?
Andy Breckman, man.
Little Diablo.
Little Diablo.
Jesus. I'm the little devil. Okay, Andy Breckman, man.
Just tell
me. Wait, but then they'll know my name.
Juan
Breckman. Breckman, man. Juan Breckman, man.
Juan
Breckman, man.
Rodriguez.
Well, that's just insulting. They won't know. All right, Rodriguez.
Whatever. Tell them your name, Andy Breckman.
Why would I say that?
Because it's a Flemish name.
Wait, but if they know my name, won't they find me and hurt me?
No.
Won't they scale the wall?
No, they won't. There is no wall. Oh, the wall in Madison.
Yeah.
See, I have numbers for Hoboken and Jersey City.
I don't want to give them my name.
Where there are no walls.
Andrew Rodriguez.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, no, because you barely speak Spanish, so Rodriguez makes no sense.
Oh, yeah, I'm from somewhere else.
Yeah, pick a Flemish last name.
Well, who said I'm from the Low Country? Who said that? Where did that come from? I'm from someplace else.
Yeah, like the Netherlands.
What if they have someone there that
the Lowlands? Oh, there's not going to be.
I am from the Lowlands. Okay, I am from the Lowlands. I am. What if someone speaks Flemish, and then I'm just
that's
dead.
Why you got to say the Lowlands.
Oh, because it's kind of vague. It's a little more vague.
A weird dialect from the Lowlands.
Okay, so what's a good last name for me? Andy Lowland.
Andy Lohman. Yeah, there you go. Willie Lohman.
No, how about Willie Lowland? To emphasize that where I'm from,
Willie Lowland.
I was named for the region.
Okay.
That I was born.
Hey,
in.
I think we have a Spanish language tutor on the line.
Hold on. Is this all I need? I don't speak Spanish. I am from the Lowlands. I want to make a reservation. Saturday night, 7:30. Table for five, por favor. Not near the kitchen, por favor. My name is Willie Lowland.
Me llamo Willie Lowland.
Hold on. Me llamo.
Willie Lowland.
Well, this is going to be kind of easy. I'm just reading from my phonetic.
And then whenever you're stuck, just say, si, bueno.
Yeah.
Si, bueno.
But I won't be stuck. This is going to be a very easy transaction.
Well, if we do it, then we move on to a Chinese restaurant.
Well, Chinese will be a little more challenging.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, we have a.
I don't know how far por favor is going to get me.
Oh, it's going to get.
A Chinese restaurant.
Oh, no. Yeah, por favor won't work at a Chinese restaurant.
I'll have to learn Chinese.
Chinese, you say, ding hao, xie xie.
What does that mean?
Very good. Thank you. All right. We have a native Spanish speaker. Anna, you're on the air. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Anna. Me llamo Ken.
Muy bien. ¿Qué necesitas? What do you guys need?
Hold on.
What appropriate thing?
Okay.
Do you want me to translate?
Me llamo, hold on. Me llamo Willie Lowland.
How about a more realistic name, Willie Lowland?
Well, I was, because I'm from the Lowland.
Okay, fine.
Anna, can you help me? I'm about to make I have $5 on the table, Anna.
Okay.
So can you help me? I don't speak English. It's obviously no hablo inglés. Correct?
Okay.
How would I say, I am from the Lowland?
From the what? From the lowlands?
The lowlands.
Like the valley. Yeah, the lowlands.
Oh.
Like the brown-eyed lady. Like Dylan's
sad-eyed lady.
Right. I think she was Judy Collins.
I don't know enough English to translate that.
I am from the low. Well, just get me to I am from the.
The valley.
I am from the valley.
Soy de.
Wait, say it again.
Soy de.
Soy de.
Soy.
Soy de.
Soy.
Soy de.
De.
And then how would you say like the valley or, you know, the area, you know, the lowlands, the valley.
The low area.
The valley, the area at the bottom of the mountain or.
Del Valle. Soy del Valle.
Okay, say it again.
Soy.
Yes, de.
Del.
Del.
Soy
del.
Oh, spell that last word.
Valle.
Valle.
V-A-L-L-E. Valle.
V-A-L-L-E.
Valle.
Valle.
Soy del Valle.
Valle.
Valle. Valle.
Yay. Okay. Soy del Valle. That should do it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Anna. Hold on. This is going to be a breeze. Oh, that's sweet $5. You know what I can get with $5? A shake at Shake Shack.
Oh, really?
They have $5 shakes.
Is that the Shake Shack in Madison?
Well, you'd never know. You can maybe see it if you have a periscope. See it over the wall. If you want a shake from the Shake Shack in Madison, you just call me. I'll buy one and bring it to the wall.
Okay, yeah, we don't have those in Hoboken.
They have a little hole in the wall. We can pass shakes back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, Anna, I want to make a reservation. How would you say that?
Quiero hacer una reserva.
I'm doomed.
Give that to us again.
Quiero.
Quiero.
Like I love you. Quiero.
Quiero.
Quiero. Aero, gotcha.
Hacer, if you want to sound Latin.
Hacer.
Quiero hacer.
Hacer.
Una.
Una.
Reserva.
Reserva.
Quiero hacer una reserva.
Reserva.
Reserva, right. like
yeah, reservation.
Reservation, reserva.
Yeah, yeah.
Quiero hacer una reserva.
Una reserva.
Okay, I'm going to be okay. And then Saturday night.
El sábado.
Gotcha.
Por la noche.
Oh, you enjoyed this. Por la noche. Okay. And then 7:30.
A las siete y media.
A las si.
Siete?
Si. You wouldn't believe I was born and raised in this country, would you?
A las siete?
Siete. Go ahead.
Y media.
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 A las siete y media. Got it. This is easy. Okay, just two more.
Two more.
And then I'm ready to roll.
All right.
Okay, look, it's 6:17.
Yeah.
Anna, you are a wonderful teacher. What do you do for a living? Are you a teacher in the real world?
No, but I was at some point.
I can tell you're very patient with me.
Yeah.
Now, if you were grading me, what grade would you give me if I was in your Spanish introduction to Spanish class?
Be honest. Be honest, Anna.
Beginners minus one?
Yeah, exactly. Minus one. Table for five, please. Well, por favor. I have por favor. Table for five.
Mesa para cinco.
Mesa.
Para.
Para.
Cinco.
Oh, yeah. Cinco, I know.
Yeah, like Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. And then...
Bueno.
Bueno. And then not near the kitchen. No near the kitchen.
Please.
Kitchen, no. Kitchen, no. No, no.
Please, I would like a table located far away from the
kitchen. No, just not near the kitchen. All I have to do is get the table. You can't dictate.
Lejos de la cocina.
Lejos.
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 Oh, what is it again? Lech what?
Lejos.
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 Lejos. Lejos.
Yes.
De la cocina.
De la cocina.
Lejos de la cocina.
Okay, not near the kitchen. So here's what I have. I do not speak English. No hablo inglés.
Hola, la cuchara mama. That's me. I'm acting with you.
All right.
I just answered the phone. Hola, la cuchara mama.
Click. That's me hanging up.
Oh,
panicking. Just panicking. That's me pooping my pants. Panicking. Okay. No hablo inglés. Wait, hold on.
Oh, I can help you in English.
Okay, yo. No. Sei del Viaja.
Oh.
I'm from the lowlands.
Soy del Valle.
Soy.
Soy del Valle.
Soy. Soy del Valle.
Is that right, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Soy del Valle. Right.
I'm from
my Yamo Willy Lowland. We're ready to go. Want to make a reservation?
What if she asks you?
Quiero hacer una reserva.
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 Are you going to be there with me on the call?
No.
I'm flying solo on the call?
Oh, yeah.
El Sabado.
Oh, I forgot something.
What?
We have to tell them that they're on the air.
Oh, well.
You're missing one thing.
What is that?
You're missing. ¿Aceptan a judío?
What does that mean?
It doesn't matter.
Do you serve Jews?
Do you serve Jews? Okay. How do I say that?
¿Aceptan a judío?
¿Acepta?
Acepta.
¿Aceptan?
Right. And then what's the second word?
¿Aceptan?
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 Right. And then what's
judíos?
The... Say the second word again.
Judíos.
Judíos.
De judíos.
No, a judíos.
Oh, a judíos. A judíos.
Do you serve Jews?
Yeah.
How did you know I was Jewish, Anna? I'm just curious. How did you guess? I'm just joking.
My husband forced me to call and told me to say this.
Call the Jew? Is that what your husband said? Hey, call the two Jews.
Yes.
I love it. Do you serve Jews?
And how do you say...
What if their answer is yes, but what they mean is they kill Jews in the back and chop them up and cook them. And that's them how they serve Jews. Do you serve Jewish customers is what I should say.
No, I think aceptan judeos. Yeah, that means do you seat Jews?
Oh, do you seat Jews? Yeah. Oh, that's different.
Not
okay.
Do you serve Jews.
Okay. Right. And then how do I say you are on the radio? Or no, should I say you are on the air?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Or on the radio. How do I say that?
Estás en la radio.
Estás en la...
A la radio.
Radio.
Estás a la radio.
Estás en la radio.
En la radio.
I have to say that first.
Yes. Very important.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I have 7 minutes to successfully conclude this transaction to earn my $5 bet.
Okay, so you Anna? Should run all of it through with Anna. I'm not going to say a word.
Mayo Lama Willy Lowland. No hablo inglés. Soy del Valle. Valle. I am from the lowlands. First I have to say, hold on. I'm sorry. Estás en la radio.
Radio.
Radio. Esatan judeos. Do you serve Jews? I want to make a reservation. Quiero hacer uno reserva. Reserva.
Reserva.
Reserve. Reserva.
Reserva.
Say that again. Aceptan a judíos. I couldn't understand you.
Well, you're probably from a different area of Spain. My dialect is not as common as many.
Yeah, Andy has a Castilian accent. I don't know if you hear his lisp.
Mesa para cinco, por favor. Wow. Lichos de la casino. Not near the kitchen.
Lejos de la cocina.
Lejos de la cocina.
Lejos de la cocina. A la setete y media. 7:30.
A las 7:30.
A las sete y media. A las sete. Got it. Got it. Ready to roll. Anna, although I'm going to be enjoying the milkshake myself, I'm dedicating this milkshake win to you. You're a fantastic teacher.
Oh, thanks.
You're like my Professor Higgins. I don't know if you turned this poor, wretched flower girl into a princess. Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Anna. Oh my God, I have 6 minutes.
Thanks,
okay.
Anna.
Bye.
Wait, what if I fail? Do I get two chances with two restaurants?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
No, come on. You have zero tolerance? I don't get a second shot? Well, let's see how I do.
Okay, here's your choices. We have a Mexican restaurant in Jersey City.
Yeah.
We have a Pan-Latin restaurant in Hoboken.
Doesn't matter to me. Give me your best, whoever you... Who's going to be more patient with me?
You want the most patient one.
Well, who's the least busy? The least high pressure? Who would have time to...
How about the high-end one?
Oh, I see, because they don't want to offend anyone?
Yeah, but on the other hand, the high-end one would have the least patience for somebody who speaks Spanish as poorly as you do.
Well, I used to speak Spanish poorly. I'm fine now.
Okay.
I would say I'm an average student.
All right, so remember, you have to say, Estás a la radio.
I gotcha. Don't worry about me.
Okay. Yeah, got it. All right.
You kind of insult me the way you talk to me. I'm not a baby.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay. Without saying a word of English, I'm about to make a reservation for Saturday night.
Okay, you're on.
And then I have to do this in Chinese.
Here we go.
Esta Ella Radio.
Sorry?
Esta Ella Radio. But hold on. Quiero hacer uno reservra.
I can't understand one word you just said.
Quiero.
Hello?
Hacer uno reservra.
Can I help you?
Yes, reservra.
Hello?
Oh.
I'll take your $20.
No, it's here, not 6:30 yet.
You can have my $5.
Give me another shot. Give me another shot. Call somebody else. I'm good to go.
He couldn't understand a word you were saying.
Not one word?
Not one word.
I was shut out?
You can't even say reserva. Reserva, like reservation. Reserva.
Okay, Quiero, I'm good to go. Call somebody. Come on, I have 3 minutes.
All right,
that money is still on the table.
All right, I'll call a different one.
Yeah. Dial like the wind. That was humiliating.
Yeah.
That was rough.
For us both.
For anyone in this hemisphere, I apologize. Okay. Right. Gotcha. Hi. Estas en la radio que ero hacer uno reservra.
You went to the what?
Reservra. Que ero hacer uno reservra.
Understand what you're saying. Can you try to tell me in English, because I really don't.
No hablo English. Soy del Viria.
Okay.
So.
So, ¿quieres hacer una qué?
Bueno.
Huh?
Quiero hacer uno reservra. El Sab? Yes, El Sab. Please. Reservation. Reservation.
Give me 1 minute.
Yes.
Wow, she is so patient.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
This is horrible.
Yeah.
How can I live in this world?
Yeah, I don't
How
know.
Can I live in this hemisphere?
This is the best argument against the wall ever. They just hung up on us.
God, I'm terrible.
Yeah. You can't even say reserva. Reserva. Quiero hacer una reserva.
Can you make a reservation in Spanish?
I think I could.
Without speaking a word of English?
I think I could. But
you're on. You're on. Make the call. Make the call. Without speaking a word of English. It's hard.
No, we should try Chinese now.
Can you do Chinese?
I'll try Chinese. Ding hao. Xie xie.
Yeah, you try Chinese. Yeah, the $5 is back on the table. You try Chinese.
One time.
You have a half hour. Here's what you have to do. Table for five, 7:30, Saturday night. Not near the kitchen.
Hang on, table for five.
Yeah, you do whatever you have to do.
Table for five. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
7:30.
7:30.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
A table not near the kitchen. Don't forget to tell them they're on the air there, Kenny.
Table not near the kitchen. Oh, yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah. Don't forget to have a name that you want to use.
You're
My name is?
The radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better have an explanation. They're going to try to speak English.
Table not near. I'm from the islands.
Yeah, you're from the islands. Okay.
Islands. Okay.
I guess you could say that in Spanish, right?
No. Nope. You're on the radio. Oh, I need to be able to say I don't speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. You need a tutor.
Yeah.
You need a Chinese tutor.
Yes, so we need a Chinese language tutor now.
And your student will be Ken Friedman, class of one.
Mandarin or Cantonese, doesn't matter.
Well, doesn't that dictate which restaurant you call?
Yeah, that'll dictate which restaurant we
call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. If you're bilingual, if you can speak Chinese.
You know, it's great. Every time you tried to say reserva, yeah. You kept saying reservra.
And what does that mean?
Nothing. It means nothing.
God, I'm terrible. See. It's like I have a blind spot. My brain doesn't work.
I told you. You thought that you would be able to do this.
I thought it would be a no-brainer.
Yeah. Peking Duck House in... Okay, that's in... And let's see. So we're going to call the Peking Duck House. Is that Mandarin or Cantonese? I guess it doesn't... I don't know. Does it matter? I think it does matter.
Okay. So you have till 6 o'clock to succeed.
Okay.
And I'm trying to win my $5 back.
Okay.
So you need a Chinese...
I need a Chinese language tutor.
Right. Now, they don't have to be Chinese. They just have to speak Chinese.
Right.
You don't mind if they're... If they're American, if they're not Chinese,
ding hao,
right, ding hao. Of course, that means
very good.
Who gives a crap?
No, it means very good.
Who? Right, very good.
Yeah.
You're gonna say ding hao on your phone call?
Yep.
You're gonna say it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I have a front row seat for this. This is gonna be great.
It's like saying yes. It's like saying bueno, bueno, ding hao. And now we just sit back and wait for the Chinese language tutors to call in at 201-209-9368. All right.
Well, look, worst case scenario, can't you go on online? Don't they have translations and tutors online?
Yeah, I can go to Google Translate. I mean, it does seem like it's cheating a little bit, but...
You do what you have to do, son.
Yeah, okay. Google Translate.
How you doing there, Kenny?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. I worry about you a little bit.
Yeah? Okay, we want English to... Oh, man, look at this. They have so many different versions of Chinese here.
But what's
Chinese
the most,
simplified and
what's
Chinese...
What's the most common?
I guess I'm going to choose Chinese simplified.
Yeah.
Really, there's no Chinese tutors out there. Nobody speaks Chinese.
You do that, Kenny. 201-209.
Yeah.
Yeah, 209-9368. Maybe we should ask for this for help in Chinese. Why don't you broadcast? Why don't you learn how to say, please help me in Chinese? How about you do that first?
Ni hao. Okay.
That's please help me?
No, that's hello.
But why do you say it like that? Your big, loud, nasal voice.
I don't know.
It's like you're doing some ugly American character.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to sound like...
Go ahead, say ni hao again.
Ni hao.
Well, that's your stoner.
You just can't be pleased.
That's like your stoner backpacker character.
Ni hao.
Yeah, ni hao. Ni hao. Okay. Ni hao.
Ni hao is hello.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, why are you pulling your eyelids apart while you're doing
I'm not.
I don't think it's funny.
Table for five, please.
Okay, you misspelled five.
Okay. I should say, I would like to make a reservation.
Yeah, do you do that?
I would like to... Oh, that's too much. No.
You're not going to succeed. I'm getting my money back.
Table 4-5, please.
For Saturday night.
I don't even...
Oh, this is going to be great.
Biao Wu King.
Yeah, Biao Wu King. Exactly. And you said it perfectly, Kenny.
Biao Wu King.
Hey, if anybody out there speaks Chinese or speaks whatever Ken is trying to do...
Cantonese, Mandarin, doesn't matter.
201-209-9368. Unfortunately, we only have one listener tonight, and that's Anna, and she only speaks Spanish.
No, we have a Chinese tutor calling in right now. Right now. And Nick the Bard is screening the call.
Screen like the wind, Nick.
All right. All right. Oh, look at Nick the Bard. He found a Chinese-Portuguese restaurant.
He's the greatest.
Yeah.
He's the unsung hero of this operation.
He is. He's the big hero of the WFMU documentary, Sex and Broadcasting.
That's right. He's featured in that movie.
All righty.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I think we... Ian. Huh. Hi, Ian. You're on the air.
Hello, Ken.
Thanks for calling.
You love the show.
Or should I say, ni hao?
Ni hao ma. Zan mei yang.
Ah! What the hell are you talking about?
So, you speak Chinese... Of course. He's saying,
I haven't been listening to the show. I was contacted by an apparition in another state.
He said, you bet your ass I speak Chinese.
You bet your bippy, I believe, he said, technically.
You forgot to add running dog capitalist now, at the end there.
Now, what we're doing, because you haven't been listening, we have a little bet, a little friendly wager between friends. I bet Ken $5. That he cannot call a Chinese restaurant and make a reservation for Saturday night without speaking any English, speaking only Chinese. And
how much Chinese has Ken been studying, or is he starting from
zero? I believe it. He's starting when you were put on the air is when his class began.
Well, I know how to say ni hao.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah, and now can you tell me what I'm saying here? Biao Wu King.
No.
Perfect. This is perfect.
How do I say table for five, please? Or I would like to make a reservation for five.
Wuren Chirfan.
Wuren?
Wu. Wuren.
Wuren.
Five people.
That's Wuren is five people, Ken.
Right. Eat food. Chirfan.
Wait. Wuren Chufan.
Chirfan.
Chirfan?
Chirfan. You want to go Saturday night, you said?
Wu Ren Shifan.
Yes, Saturday night is the plan.
Xing Xi Liu. Xing Xi Liu.
Oh, I can't wait.
Xing Xi Liu.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Sixth day of the week.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Xing Xi Liu.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean
at
they
8
start?
8 o'clock, you said?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Ba Dian.
Ba Dian. Okay.
All right, no, I'm sorry, Ken. 7:30. You have to play by my rules. I had to make my 7:30 reservation.
Okay, Ian, how do I say 7:30?
Qi dian.
Qi dian.
Yeah.
Ban.
Ban.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's, 7 o'clock.
So let me run this back to you,
seven
Ian.
7 o'clock and a half.
Wu ren cher fan, xing xi liu, qi dian ban.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it down.
Textbook, Ken.
All right.
Now, but then you have to... You just want to make the reservations, or are you going to order food, or are you just going to point and click?
The bet is kind of specific. He has to make this reservation. He has to get a table not near the kitchen.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, how do I say table not near the kitchen, please?
Tingyao Zhouzi.
Perfect. Did you get that, Ken?
No, I missed that.
Thinking, not near the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm missing how to, it's been a while. My instigator friends have put me on the spot here.
Ian, we can say anything.
Yeah, you can say anything, Ken. And then guess where your table's going to be on Saturday?
How do you know I'm not teaching you bad things that will get you slapped or worse?
I think you better really learn this, Ken, or your table's going to be right next to the kitchen.
Yeah, I need a table not near the kitchen. Any kind. You can say table near the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Quiet table.
Qingyao Zhouzi Tianmen Nar.
Yeah.
Wait, Qingyao.
Qingyao Zhouzi.
Zhouzi. Qingyao Zhouzi.
Tianmen Nar. Tianmen Nar.
Tianmen Nar.
Right. It only works if they have a northern Beijing accent.
Qingyao Zhouzi. Tianmen Nar.
Yeah. Oh, you're a godsend, sir. This is fantastic.
Ding Hao. Okay.
Now, caller, what is our caller's name?
Try not to sound like Mr. Moto. You think you'll be a little more successful.
Ian. Ding Hao.
Ian, if you were betting, would you think Ken has a shot at this?
75%.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, Chinese is hard to pronounce, dude.
Yeah.
Now, what are you...
How do I say you're on the radio?
Oh, Ni zai shouyin ji.
Ni zai
shouyin ji bowing. I bet someone's correcting me viciously on the comments right now.
Ni zai.
We pretty much lost every listener we had.
Yeah, we did. Ni zai what?
Ni zai shouyin ji bowing.
Shouyin ji. Ni zai shouyin ji what?
Bowing.
Bowing. Bo yen. Ni zai shouyin ji bo yen what?
That's it. That's the best I can come up with. You're on the radio.
How do you say will you scratch my testicle?
Why would I need to say that?
Well, let's say you're eating dinner. Okay, let's say you're eating dinner.
Yeah.
Your testicle itches.
No,
I would itch it myself.
No, you're at a restaurant. You're at a restaurant.
You had to say, will you scratch my testicle?
Ken, you don't scratch your own testicle at a restaurant.
Yes, you do.
Ken, that's why they have busboys. You've never been to a high-end restaurant.
Yeah, life is weird behind the wall.
life is wonderful behind the wall, except for the busboys. So table for five. You have that not near the kitchen. You have that. You better have, I don't speak English. They're going to come at you with English.
I know. I need to say I don't speak English. And then I think I'm ready, Ian.
Oh. Wobujiang Ingwen. I don't speak English.
Say that again.
Wobujiang.
Wobujiang. Wobujiang.
Ingwen.
Ingwen?
Ingwen.
Ingwen.
Ing is like English.
They're going to think you're nuts. How do you say I go to school on a very short bus?
Wobujiang Ingwen.
They're going to think you're really a troubled boy.
And how do I say my name is Andy Breckman?
Wojiang Andy Breckman. Mingzi Jiang Andy Breckman.
Well, now they're going to know you're lying. Okay. They're going to know he's not me.
They're going to recognize the voice is wrong.
Yeah, they're going to know it's not my voice.
Okay, well, how do I say...
I mean, the odds are these are fans, Ken.
Right, how do I say
my... hovercraft is full of eels.
So how do I say my name is Ken Friedman? Only Andy Breckman.
Wojiang Ken Friedman.
Wojiang. Yeah. Wojiang Ken Friedman. Okay, I'm going to say... Andy Breckman.
So, Ken, these are the... Ken, it's very specific. You have to make this reservation successfully.
Right.
Wait, Ian, will you stay on the phone and listen and confirm that he's made the reservation?
Sure.
Or will you? Can Ian confirm?
Ian can listen in.
Okay.
We'll keep Ian. You just be quiet.
Which restaurant should I show up? And what are we having?
I'm making a reservation at the Peking Duck House, the Beijing Duck House.
Is it Peking duck or Beijing duck?
Beijing duck house.
A lot of political implications.
You know what?
Depends on what you're going to eat.
You know what? I'm not comfortable. Ian's going to help you if Ian's on the phone. I just am now having second thoughts.
Okay, then we can hang up on Ian.
But Ian, are you?
Ian can listen and then he can call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Ian, do you know what you're listening to? Do you know where where we are in the dial?
Of course, he's been listening.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Long time listener, long time contributor, mouse of something or house
fantastic.
Of something.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
One of those things.
Ian.
Bushia.
Bushia.
Don't thank me.
That means buwa.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Ian, I really need, Ian, I really believe you're a trustworthy person. I need you to confirm that this reservation was made. Ken, just to reiterate, you're making a reservation without speaking a word of English for 7:30 for Saturday night for a party of five and your table is not near the kitchen, if you satisfy all of those requirements, you have won this bet.
And what is the bet?
We have $5 on the table.
$5. I won the first $5.
Man, you guys are five times as cool as the Duke brothers in that movie. Holy.
Exactly.
The Duke brothers?
Well, I believe he's talking about...
Dukes of Hazzard?
Trading Places.
Oh.
They bet a dollar.
They bet a dollar. The usual amount.
The usual amount, right.
What movie is that? Trading Places?
Yeah, that's the big ending with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Okay. And they didn't. I don't think they revealed...
Jamie Lee Curtis's topless front.
That's right. It made her career. I don't think they revealed it was for a dollar until the very end. Is that correct?
All right,
that's
Ian,
correct.
Let me run these by you again, okay?
All right.
You're on the radio. Nizai Shuenji Bao Ian.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You might mention the call letters. Might help.
WFMU.
WFMU.
Nizai Shuenji.
Well, that's going to just confuse them.
Bao Ian. WFMU.
Okay.
Okay. Wu Bu Jiang Ingwen.
There you go.
Ni hao.
Okay.
Wu Ren Chefan Ching Shi Li.
Wu Ren.
Oh, Wu Ren, Ken.
What
Ren.
Is it?
Like the bird, Ren.
Yeah, Wu Ren.
Yeah.
Wu Ren Chefan Ching Shi Liu Chi Dian Ban.
Yep.
Exactly right. Perfect. Okay. Textbook.
Oh, and I don't even know what this means. Qing Yao Zhouza Qian Men Nar.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Qing Yao Zhouza Qian. It's not Tian with a T. It's
oh, of course.
It's like T-S.
Yeah, Qian.
Qian.
That's 7:30.
Qian. Oh, 7:30.
No,
okay.
Qian. Chin is front.
Oh, front. Oh, not near the front.
I would never say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait.
Or how about, let's switch. Get a new piece of paper.
Okay.
Qing Yao Zhouza Damen.
Damen.
Damen Fang Bian.
Damen Fa.
Fang. F-A-N-G.
Fang.
Bian.
B-I-E-N.
B-I-E-N.
Like, hey, if you Google the words bad radio, I'll bet this tape comes up.
No, there's a picture of us.
Doing this.
Yeah.
With Ian.
Wojong Ken Friedman.
Right.
Okay, I am set.
They might want to get your phone number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well.
What will they say when they want my phone number?
It's hit or miss. I mean, you could go full on Chinese and
You can't say a single word, including numbers, in English.
Ding hao.
Well, how do we do the WFMU call letters?
Yeah. No, you don't have to. Doesn't have to be a real phone number.
Okay, give me a phone number.
Why don't you give him Nick's home number?
Give me a 555 number.
Okay.
Ian.
Well, then they'll think they're in a bad movie.
212.
R Yao R.
R Yao R. This is not so bad. Okay. 555.
Woo, woo, woo,
woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Okay. And then
try not to sound like you're, you know.
At a ball game.
Cheering, yeah.
And then the last four digits are 5555.
Five, five, five. No.
Woo, 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 woo.
No, make it.
It's woo, woo, woo. Woo, 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 woo.
7939.
Oh.
Chijo. What is it? 7939?
Chijo.
Yeah.
Sanjo.
Shijo Sanjo. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank
you. Hey, Ian, you've been very patient.
Thank you, Ian.
So, de nada. I mean,
Ian, Ian, what do you do for a living?
May Winty. I sell doorknobs.
You do not sell doorknobs.
He does.
I sell doorknobs.
He sells
God
doorknobs.
God is my witness, I sell doorknobs.
I know he sells doorknobs.
You know, that's so crazy
Ken,
you said
Ken
that.
Ken was not so long ago at the house of a friend of mine in Southwest Virginia. Ken, if you remember the doorknob on the downstairs basement.
I remember you offering me doorknobs.
The bathroom, rather.
Yeah, I remember you offering me antique doorknobs.
This is so crazy, and I'm not making this up.
No,
there was a
bronze screaming baby head on the downstairs bathroom.
I used a doorknob. This is a true story.
The day before yesterday.
Place
in Southwest Virginia.
Fantastic item. Fantastic. You should be very proud of yourself. You probably help more people in any given day than anybody else I know.
I just strive to be as modest as Andy. You know, I wish I could get to that.
But think, try to imagine a world without doorknobs, Ken. Try to imagine it. We'd all be stuck wherever we are.
We'd have would be a wall. We would be building
a wall. There'd be doors. It would be even more frustrating. There'd be doors and no way to open them.
No, you just push them open. Who needs doorknobs?
You don't. No, that's only some swinging doors.
You just push them. There's no doorknob. There's no latch. Easy
Ken,
peasy.
Ken, you're insulting this man's profession.
Oh, sorry. No, we need doorknobs.
Yeah, we do need
doorknobs. I'm sorry. You're right. You are right. Where would we be? We'd be stuck inside this room.
Oh my God, it's a living nightmare. And what am I going to put?
Never have gotten out of the cave.
What am I going to put? A swinging door in the masturbatorium?
Oh, jeez.
Think about that.
Oh, man.
Okay. Thanks very much for calling.
Well, it's like a dream come true for
good
you.
Good luck, gentlemen.
To be stuck inside. Okay. Thanks, Ian. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Beijing.
Okay. This is it. This is the big moment. You want to practice? You ready to roll? No, Ian, I need you to confirm. Ian, please.
No, Ian's off the air.
I know, but he's listening. Ken, you're about to call a Chinese restaurant.
Ni hao.
To win this bet, you can't speak a word of English from this moment on. And you're going to make a reservation for Saturday night, table for five.
Yep.
A table not near the kitchen.
Right. Got it. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I'm confident.
All right. Just kill my mic because I'm going to laugh.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Killing your mic. Okay. Ni hao. Ni hao. Ni hao.
Beginners?
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni zai xuanji bao yan.
I'm sorry?
Ni zai xuanji bao yan.
Sorry, what's that?
Wu Bu Jiang Ingwen.
Are you speaking in Chinese?
Jing Hao.
Yeah, yeah.
Wu Ren Chefan Qing Xi Liu Qi Dian Bang.
I don't understand what you're saying, though. Sorry.
Wu Jiang Andy Breckman. All right, congratulations. You won the fight.
It's so hard. I had no idea.
You won the $5 back.
It's so hard.
He understood me saying ni hao.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Yeah, you were off and rolling.
That's further.
I thought you guys were going to be hanging out all next week. Sounded like you made a real friend there, Ken.
Further than you got.
Try another one.
And then I said Ding Hao, and he said Ding Hao.
Yeah, Ding Hao. I was dazzled. I thought it was in the UN. I thought it was in the Security Council. Hey, why don't you try another one?
No, that's okay.
Pretty tough, isn't it?
I'll pass.
Yeah, pretty humiliating.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I would say this, that the degree, you had a high, much higher degree of difficulty.
Yes.
Chinese is...
Yeah, and I made it further. I said,
oh, you didn't. You didn't get past the starting
gate. I said, ni hao.
He said, shut up. That was by no one's definition was that a conversation.
I said, ni hao. He said, ni hao.
Oh, shut up.
I said, ding hao. He said, ding hao. It's better than you did. Rezavra.
We've had more contact with the alien beings. And
well, I'd like to thank the Beijing Duck House.
For their patience. Hey, you're going to have a great dinner. You have a reservation there, don't you?
28 Mott Street.
You're
going to
be there. You're going to be there Saturday night, aren't you?
Go to Peking Duck House.
Yeah, why don't you join Ken? He'll be at a table not near the kitchen. You heard him here.
Yeah, it'll be Lejos de la Cocina.
Yeah.
Or should we say... Jingyao Joza Damen Fang Bian.
Ken, you're embarrassing yourself. Here are the people you're embarrassing now. Anyone listening, number one. Ian, especially.
R Yao R.
Me.
Wu Wu Wu. Chijo Sanjo. Wo Jiang Andy Breckman.
No, Ken, don't give that number out. People are going to be calling it left and right.
R Yao R.
Oh, no, you can wait. You can give that number out. That's a phony 555 number.
Woo woo woo.
That's a phony woo 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 number. A lot of movies, you see the woo 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 numbers.
I know. Chijo Sanjo. All right.
Well done.
Thank you. We also want to thank.
How old are we?
La Cucara Mama in Hoboken. Fantastic restaurant, actually.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to Saturday night.
That is gourmet pan Latin food.
Well, you know,
I'm
going to have a table there, not by the kitchen.
At La Cucara Mama. And the same owners who own La Cucara Mama in Hoboken also own Zafra.
Did we hit them up too?
Yes, another slightly less expensive than La Cucara Mama, but very, very good.
Do you think I can make a reservation for Saturday night for 7:30 to an English-speaking restaurant speaking English?
No. I've heard you.
Even that is a challenge.
I've been at restaurants with you.
And, so wait, we have 7 minutes left.
And also a great Mexican restaurant right here in Jersey City.
Yeah. Thanks to Nick. Thanks to Veronica. It doesn't matter. Hey, Ken.
Orale.
Orale. Hey, Ken. Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Can we just put on a 7-minute song?
No.
And go home early?
No.
Something by Neil Young. Something by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, maybe.
I spoke to Irwin's guest, Sylvie, and she has interviewed Neil Young, she said, like 16 times.
So it's like you met someone. You're one degree away from meeting Neil Young.
Yeah, you know what she had to say about him?
Yeah.
She said he was grumpy.
Yeah, he had a Ken Friedman problem.
Yeah. No, that's not what she said. She said he was grumpy.
Well, in so many words.
Depended on what kind of weed he'd been smoking that day.
Yeah. No, it's so different than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely different. It's like apples and slightly younger apples.
Yeah, I was in Colorado last week or the week before.
Oh, God. Yeah. Can't we just play some music?
Nope.
So you went to Colorado. Paradise. Nirvana.
No.
No.
Sucked.
Wait.
Sucked.
It did?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it for 6 minutes. Can I go while you're talking?
If you want to sneak away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So what was Colorado like?
Well,
start at the beginning.
Yeah, I went to score some legal weed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the store had a vibe like a new age doctor's office. It really sucked. I hated it.
But why didn't you walk out of there and go next door to another one?
Because I was north of Denver. I don't know. This is the one I decided to go to. And they had a door for medical marijuana and a door for recreational marijuana. And you had to wait your turn, and they called people in one at a time. Like, why can't it just be like a liquor store? Why do they have to go through this charade of making it seem like it's medicine?
Even for the recreational side?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happened when you went in?
And then I went in, and I bought some marijuana breath spray, and it sucked. It was so weak, it didn't even do anything. Very disappointing.
And was there a salesperson, a clerk, that walked you through all the choices?
Yeah. But this was the only indica breath spray, so I got the indica breath spray.
If you wanted to, could you have bought anything? Multiple copies?
I don't think there was any limit on how much I could buy. I did three times the recommended dosage, yeah. And still
felt.
Well,
that's felt, your style. That's, how, that's felt, your trademark move.
Felt almost nothing. No, I built up to that. I did three times the recommended dosage because nothing else was working.
So the medical marijuana in Colorado is kind of watered down and weak.
Yeah.
Is that by law?
No, I think it's because they've had so many bad experiences with kids and grandparents ODing on edibles.
So they themselves have weakened it.
Yeah, they've weakened it severely.
And then how did you get all that home?
I didn't bring it home. I left it there. I bequeathed it to somebody who was staying there. Hey, there's somebody on the line.
Oh, you went all the way to paradise. Your heart, you must have been so disappointed.
Ni hao.
Little Kenny.
Hola.
Hola. I heard you speaking Chinese, but I missed Andy speaking Spanish.
Oh, I was dazzling, honey. Hey, honey, we have a reservation for Saturday night. We need a babysitter.
Okay.
I made a reservation for 7:30.
And your Spanish, you did bueno?
Wait, I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying now.
Yeah, he said bueno. He said bueno a couple of times.
Don't worry, honey. We're not near the kitchen.
I'm so proud of you. Hey, Ken. Little Evan missed you on Father's Day. He wants to know if we can all be together next year.
Oh yeah, I missed Evan on Father's Day.
Oh yeah, we went to the Mets game.
Oh. Who won?
Oh man.
It was a blowout.
The Braves.
Yeah, Atlanta. Atlanta
Los won. Mets lost.
Yes.
Oh,
El Mets de Cinco de Woo Woo.
No, it's Los Mets.
That's 7-55.
Oh, honey, I love when you speak Spanish.
Thanks, honey. You're in for a treat tonight.
Oh, God.
Your Spanish lover, little Diablo, is heading home to you.
Okay, I love you, Andy.
Thanks,
love you,
Beth. Bye-bye. Hey, are we here next week?
No, I am not.
You are not here next
Wait,
week.
Wait, am I? Hold on. Oh, I can be. Oh, damn it.
Ah.
Damn it. Yes, I'm around.
So maybe we're here next week.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not here the following week.
All right. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Amy Vogel. And stay tuned next for Do It For Me.
You're so good about that.
With Sue Braun.
Do it for me. Welcome to the program. It's Wednesday, June 22nd. My name is Sue Braun. Hey there. How are you? You and you play the part of the audience. And not to be outdone, live in our studio is the incredible technocrat Leach, my partner in crime here on DIFM. How you doing, Leach? Okay, you're not doing that well, are you? Well, it says co-host, and apparently that's not going to be enough. We'll try this one. What mic are you on? You're not on mic four. I see what's going on. You know what? You're on the same pot as Studio A, and
I am not on pot.
They have much better pot down in Studio A right now. Yeehaw! Welcome to the show, Technocrat Leach. One week absence, and it's like I have to rethink everything all over again, because tonight we have live video mixed by Technocrat Leach over on the WFMU.org homepage. And they tell me the app, which I've never seen. I've not had any witnesses, but I have put it up on social media somehow. In fact, I'm trying to do that right now, and I'm sharing it. I'm very busy sharing all of this with on the DIFM on WFMU Facebook page. DIFM on WFMU over on Facebook, and wow, heck of a week, Leach. Heck of a week. Record temperatures. Let's start off talking about the weather, because if there's nothing we can agree upon, I found one, and that is
hot, isn't it?
How hot is it? And that's why,
isn't it?
You know
hot.
What? That has been the decades old. It's a 20th century trick, I think. Maybe it's been something, a piece of conversation that has. Spanned through like centuries of history, thousands of years even.
It might have been the first conversation, you know, ever.
An agreeable conversation. So yes. There may have been dissent amongst two parties, let's say.
Between Grog and...
and Ugg.
And Ugg.
Grog and Ugg are dragging their... what do they call those things that cavemen...
Club?
Club. Thanks. Wow, club. That's something I've
never
belonged to.
We got to go back to Caveman 101. You need to take an online course on that. Caveman 101.
Okay, you be...
Get learned.
You be Grog and I'll be Ugg. And this is post, like we had this big altercation over like a Brontosaurus leg.
Hey, Ugg.
Hey, Grog.
That was really... not cool of you, man. Like, I don't know why you did that. That was obviously my Bronto leg. And you just...
Okay,
can't...
dude. I'm this is like, I take the weak position. This is a side note. I take the weak position because you are much bigger than me. And your club is definitely bigger than mine.
And my intellect
your
is far
intellect
superior.
Your intellect is far superior. But yes. Then that, if your intellect is far superior, then that would make me want to go after you in a violent physical way. Because I'd be so stupid that I would have nothing else to react with. Okay, let's turn it back. Let's pull back a little. We are of the same intellectual capacity. And,
right.
Okay. All right, and we both have two black eyes over trying to fight over a Brontosaurus burger, and now it's okay. The fight is over because I can only go on from the fight.